Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Well, hail, well, fell met. Screwed that up. Hey, it's live radio. Well, welcome to the end of another broadcast here with the Psychic Funhouse crew. I am here with my lovely co-host, as ever, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Psychic to the stars.
Hello. Psychic to the star, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, the one, the only. And I am your fellow co-host, Master Lawrence A. Birch. I am not a psychic to the stars, but I am very adjacent to the stars because I know Michael. So. So we're joined on our final show of 2021. I think we're all in agreement that we're ready to move on from the year that was. I don't even want to talk about why, but I think we all have our own private and public stories that we could share about that. Instead, what Michael and I and our merry band of pranksters have decided to do tonight is we're going to talk a little bit about some of our favorite shows and just some highlights from our spiritual adventures here with you folks, and then what might be coming up that we see as trends for 2022, or just find out what you might be interested in. So usually what we like to do is gab for a bit, kind of warm things up, but we recognize that some of our listeners might actually have some events to attend to later on this evening. So we want to honor that by taking some calls ahead of time just to kind of lighten the call load and try to get to as many people as possible. And we've okayed this turn of events with management. So we're going to go ahead and go to the phones here in just a minute or two, and then we'll talk to our lovely listeners and find out how their year went and what they want to have happen and manifest in the year ahead. How's that sound, Mr. Espinoza?
I love it. Sounds great.
Oh, wow. You're so
Let's
positive.
Do it.
How did you get to be so positive?
I drink a can of coffee in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And a can of Coca-Cola.
And then coffee in the afternoon and coffee in the evening. Mm-hmm.
Yep, there you go. And
voila. All right. Well, before we take calls, as is our custom, we like to let people know how they can contact us for a healing or a reading. Or just to make a donation to our starving psychics Speedo replacement fund account. So, Michael,
yes,
how can people get in touch with you, kind sir?
You can go to my website at michaeljespinoza.com. Call or text me at 562-457-0457. How about you, sir? How can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me. I like it when they do. My number is 541-344-7534. You can call that or text at regular Pacific Standard Time hours. If you're in Timbuktu, like the one caller was last week, please don't call me at 4 a.m. in the morning. No, I'm just kidding. You can email me, givingtree@earthlink.net. You can check out my website, givingtreefarm.com. I have a Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs. The list goes on and on. I have an Instagram now. Oh, my gosh, for my artwork. Find that on a bird. I know. And, well, you got a dog.
Wow.
Instagram. You know, it's kind of the same. That's how it works. So that's that. So, anyway, we'd love to hear from our our wonderful listeners, and we always like it when they become our trusted clients, and at least for some special clients, even our friends. So, yeah, especially if they pay us the big bucks. They're instant friends. That's how we work here at the Psychic Fund House. Y'all got bills to pay. We do, too. All right, so are we ready to take our first call? What do you think?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
You ready? Let's hit this up. Driver's seat. Okay. All right. We got a lot of people, so we may not spend our usual hour and a half with you per person, but we will give you the attention that's due to you, as we say. All right. Well, welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. This is area code 630. You're on with Michael and Lawrence.
I'm first.
Where are you calling from? Yeah. What's your name?
Thanks for taking my call. This is Dion, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Dion from Wisconsin. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year to you, Dion.
Yeah. What's shaking? How's the weather?
Oh, it snowed. It was so beautiful. It's actually not that cold up here. I know when people are like, oh, it's going to be so cold up there. I don't feel like it's – well, I'm from Chicago, so – but it's just beautiful up here. I just love it. It doesn't matter how cold it is outside. It's gorgeous. I love it up here.
Don't tell Michael that, because when it gets below 60 degrees, he becomes hypothermic and just starts chattering.
Yes, that's when I need to bring out my big shearling.
Well, he lived in New York for a while, so his skin got toughened up. But, yeah, he's a California boy through and through. Come on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I wanted to tell you something. I don't really have a question, but I want to share how you helped me.
Okay.
Actually, both of you. So I remember Lawrence telling me that by the end of the year, I was going to be thinking to myself, can it get any better than this? Or you just saw me being involved with something that was going to be lucrative and you know, good for me as far as, like, keeping me busy and healthy for my work and stuff. And then, like, you know, when it didn't happen, like, in the middle of December, I was getting a little frustrated because I was like, okay, well, where's this opportunity going to come in? And then Michael tuned in with the healing, and I read about Michael's healing and stuff like that, and I just started doing meditations. And then out of nowhere, and I have no experience, but I did this all week. I started a website to sell my windows online. And it's probably something I should have done, like, years ago, but that wasn't the type of business I was in. Most of the time, everybody just called me or emailed me. I processed their orders by hand, and then that was it. But then when the business went stagnant after COVID, or I know COVID's still going on, but anyway, when the business went stagnant, I didn't want to give up on my business. And actually, both of you encouraged me not to give up on my business. And I just kept hitting a wall. And then out of nowhere this week, I heard about this company called Shopify, where you can actually, like, build your own website, and you don't have to be, like, super great at that, and they just kind of walk you through it. It's super user-friendly. And, oh, my God, I spent 4 days. I was up one night till 2 o'clock in the morning. It was, like, one of those good things. It was like, oh, my God, I found it. This is what they were talking about, you know?
Yeah.
And
love it.
So I just... Yeah, I wanted to tell you, thank you for encouraging me, and it's just weird because I feel like people call psychics looking for answers, and I think that spirit helps you, but it's not like you could say, oh, you know, start selling your windows online, and even if you did, maybe like a couple of months ago, I might have been like, oh, I don't know about that, because that wasn't the way I was used to doing it, but like working with this for the past couple of days, I just feel so empowered. Like, this was the right way for me to go. I don't know. Everything just clicked. So I just wanted to say thank you. And this is what I'm bringing into 2022 is, a brand new way to do my business that should have been obvious probably years ago, but for some reason, because I wasn't working on my healing, I couldn't even get to this point of growth. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I think you deserve a round of applause for that, Dion.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Lauren.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's amazing. I'm really pleased for you, because that's the whole point of why Michael and I do this. It's not for us to become millionaires, although, you know, we know eventually that's going to happen because we're so incredible. It's because we want to be of service, and we love helping others, and that's our joy in life, is to put ourselves out there so that people like yourself can receive whatever they're ready to receive, and you're ready to receive it. You know, sometimes we have callers come in and they tell us that they want us to work with them, but then when we get into the nitty gritty, maybe they're not ready. And you know what? That's okay. This is a no blame zone. We're not judging you, at least not your face. We might do it behind your back, but that's different. You know, and you need to kind of work things out for yourself, you know, and sometimes, like, if we had told you, like you said, hey, this is exactly what you need to do, because I know some people really get hung up on specifics. You know, Michael and I talk about that sometimes. Like, why didn't you tell me, you know, I'm going to win the lottery on this day and it's going to be this amount, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, sometimes that's what Spirit wants you to know. But sometimes Spirit is really, you know, miles beyond even what we can conceive of. And they want to deliver the message in a way that works for that person. So, you know, it's kind of a mysterious process sometimes, and it doesn't always work out. We're not 100% accurate, and we don't claim to be, because that's TV show fakery for the most part, I would say. Although some people are amazingly accurate all the time, or close to it. Michael is. I'm not. But that's great, you know, and we're so happy we've got a relationship with you. You call. We know it's you, Dion, and we're interested in your story. We care about your progress and your process. And the best thing is, you did it yourself. Yeah, you had some help from us in a little bit, but really Spirit helped you, you know, with the inspiration. And you when you were ready, you took it and you ran with it. So congratulations.
Thank you.
We're proud of you for sticking with it. Because owning your own business is hard. Michael and I talk about that all the time. That's a big deal, especially making it through COVID into whatever we're in now, you know. I don't know. Michael, do you have any thoughts? Fine, sir?
I do.
You do?
Yes. Dion, first I want to thank you for calling and giving us an update and coming back and letting us know where you're at. It's always nice to get the feedback, you know, and hear where, you know, all of our listeners are at, or not all, but hear where you're at, what's transpired. It's always really nice. One of the things that I wanted to kind of point out in this show was, you know, part of the work that we do, we're not fortune tellers in the sense of tell me where my next job is going to be, point me to the place. No, this is your body, this is your life, and you are responsible for it. Right. And that's what we come to the earth plane for, to learn these lessons that we need to learn. And so that's important. And I think what Spirit does when we do the readings is we try to help you as much as possible. And one of the things I always use to illustrate this, metaphor, it's just like going to the gym. And you go to your trainer and you tell your trainer, okay, I want to lose 20 pounds. And the trainer's like, great, okay, I'm going to help you. So I want you to come, you know, 2 days a week to train with me. The other days that I'm not here, we're not working together, I want you to come back here and do these exercises. This is your exercise plan. This is your meal plan. And I want you to work at this. And it's not just, you know, we can't go to the gym once a week, work out 1 hour with a trainer and expect to lose 20 pounds and not change our diet or do anything else. And so it's very similar to the way Spirit works with us. We still have to do the work. The lessons are for you, not us. And yeah, and sometimes they'll say, hey, go here, look at this, do that. And they'll give us a direction where to go, but we have to do the work. You have to dust your shoes off and put them on and get out there and do the work. But, and I think the more willing we are to work with spirit and open to that, the easier it gets. They will direct you so much easier. And so, and that's part of it, just being open and willing and malleable to them and just saying, okay, spirit, where do I go? What do I do? And they're like, hold on, here we go. And so I think that's great. And I am really happy for you and I'm excited for you. And I think that's very cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it just... No, you're right, though, because when people practice, like, the law of attraction, because, like, I used to talk to this person all the time, and she'd be like, you know, it's already done. All the hard work is done. Everything will just come to you. And it's like, well, yeah, okay, things do come to you, and it doesn't really feel like work once you start, like, on that path because you have that momentum. You know what I'm saying? Like, every day that I showed up for work, even though I didn't have a customer, I was still, like, working, like, okay, you know, like Lauren said, and it was going to – and I know, like, I know that there was something Lauren told me that was coming that I didn't – it didn't hit, you know, like, I just knew that I had to keep looking for, like, what it was. And then – when this website opportunity just kind of fell in my lap and I started working with it and it just took off, I got excited again like a little kid. So, yes, it did come to me, but it was after I showed up for work every single day. I didn't just sit there and meditate and that, you know what I mean? And then once the idea came and then I started working with it, it didn't even feel like work. It was exciting, you know? So, but it was through your encouragement and your enlightenment, because like you said, Lawrence, if you would have told me 2 months ago, oh, you should just sell your windows online like that, I probably would have just been resistant and not even have looked at that path. So, I don't know, the way that you two play off of each other, I did get there, and I'm very grateful to the both of you, and I could not wait to tell you tonight. So thank you so much for everything. And I'm going to call you and let you know how I'm doing and let you know that I've made tons of sales because I know this is the right action. I know this is the right way, and I know it's going to be lucrative and profitable for me. And I'm a little like, oh, I wonder if I bit off more than I could chew, but I don't think that's possible. I would always just be able to make it work, but I'm excited.
But, well, we're excited with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll just say this, and then I'll let Michael finish up, and we'll move on to another caller. First of all, we're thrilled that you have invited us into your life in the way that you did, because it's a real honor to work with clients like yourself who get it, you know. We always want our clients to get it, but sometimes they just don't. And rather than feel frustrated about it, you know, when we're able to get some perspective, it's just that they're not ready, you know, and it's like you said, you know, you can be very interested in wanting to approach somebody like us who you don't really even know, right, that you're opening up to us with your life, you know, and then when you get the feedback, it can be daunting. It can be intense. It can be like, wait, these guys just told me to do this. I don't want to do those things. That's new. That's different. It's changed. I just want the old way to be what it, you know, or whatever it is. You know, it's hard to embrace something new, and it's hard to deal with discomfort and think of it as something that's you know, something that's there to help you. You know, you're feeling uncomfortable. Like what I'm picking up on is you're feeling overwhelmed because stuff is happening at the edge of your ability to process it, and that is a huge message from spirit telling you you're exactly where you need to be, right? When you get that affirmation, when you get that confirmation, you know, for me, sometimes I get these tingly spine feeling, or just my whole body will just like, chung, you know, and I'm like, okay, I'm in the driver's seat now, and this is really happening, and I just have to, you know, be present and let it hit me. That's a powerful, powerful thing. And each one of us, you know, we have our own responsibilities to ourselves, but as we evolve ourselves, so do we evolve everybody around us. And it's like ping pong balls. We set each other off, and it's incredibly powerful to be a part of that. And like I said, I really respect your process, Fionn, and your willingness to share and to come back and give us feedback. That's even better, because other people will hear that and get inspired. And then the next person will take the risk like you've done and actually listen to what we're trying to say and, you know, understand it's a two-way street. You know, you have to show some initiative, and then spirit opens up and says, this one's ready. Let's pour everything we got into her and make her success story happen, because she wants to do the work. You know, she doesn't just want to show up and, you know, get fed like a baby bird. She's ready to be an adult and take on adult responsibilities, which means it's not always easy, but it's necessary. So kudos to you. I'm just so happy for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. Michael, your turn to rant.
the other thing I wanted to say, because you mentioned that you think you might have bitten off too much here. And one of the things I have been hearing from Spirit through other teachers is, you know, motivational speakers too, is that if you feel that you are in control of everything that you're doing, you're not doing enough and you're not going fast enough.
Nice.
They always say you should always
nice.
Feel like you're out of control. And like,
oh,
that's
shit.
The way to keep the energy, keep moving. And so, but another component to that is the intuition. So yeah, I'm taking a big leap and I'm going to, you know, go to Shopify. I'm going to open up an account here, and holy crap, I'm scared. I'm a little apprehensive about this, but something about it tells me it's going to be okay. Like, I feel the connection here. And that's the thing you should really tune into, the connection to it. And it sounds like, from what you were just explaining to us, it sounds like there is connection. Do you understand that?
Yes, I'm terrified but excited at the same time. So that made a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, oh my God, what did I do here? But it's going to be good. I can feel it. So just thank you so much.
So just
Happy New
welcome.
Year to both of you.
Happy New Year to you. We can't wait to hear what happens.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. Be
thank
well.
You so much, yep.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, you know what? I couldn't ask for a better end to 2021 to have our regular caller, Dion, come back and give us that kind of feedback, Michael. That's like a whole extra
it's
gift
so nice.
After the holidays.
Right?
I know.
Right?
And I was particularly enthused because of how much credit she gave to me with it. And, you know, she did mention you, but mostly I got like 90%. So I'll put that one in my win column. I mean, I think you helped.
I know.
But, you know.
Yeah.
The caftan gets in the way of your message sometimes, I think. I mean, I'm not trying to give you a fashion, you know, because you're the fashion guy, but just, you know, a little over the top.
Well, I think you're a little jealous because my clientele are the stars, celebrities and stars.
All right. I'm not even going to take the bait. I'm going to go to another call. Are we going to do another call? Another call.
Let's get another call. I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, Freddie. Here we go.
Buckle up.
All right, Buttercup. This is area code 347. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Marie, and I'm calling from New York.
Marie from New York?
Hi, Marie from New York.
Yep. Hi there. How are you?
What can we do for you? We're good. How are you?
I'm doing well, like trying to enjoy this New Year's Eve. So basically, I think my question has to do with like relationships, romantic relationships, sort of seeing like if anything new was coming through, because I'm getting like messages of like from old people, and I'm not really okay with that.
All right. So this is Lawrence talking. So can you be really specific in what you want with us, and really, you know, drill down in like a sentence or two what it is you want to have in terms of a relationship? I know what you don't want. You don't want these old flames or old, you know, relationships or whatever coming back. You want something new. So what is your heart telling you that you want to have in your life in terms of a relationship specifically?
So someone who is literally like single to start off with, someone who is a big proponent on faith, and somebody who just has something that they're very passionate about, like in terms of career, and wants to share a life as opposed to just, you know, making each other, I guess, a pillar of each other's lives. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's good. Okay, so I'm going to give you feedback and feel free to correct me. So you want somebody who's single, right? You don't want somebody who's attached or feeding you a line about how they love you, baby, and they've got, you know, three baby daddies in the works and all this other stuff going on. Because
exactly.
That happens. We know it does. You want somebody who's got a practice, a faith practice or a spiritual practice, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're on your wavelength. And then the last thing you said was you wanted somebody who had passion, right? Did I hear that? Like they have an intensity,
yeah,
they
like
have something
passion,
they're committed to? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So my reflection to you is, what are you going to do, right, to create the space for this person to show up in your life who has these wonderful qualities that you want to have in a person? Or what are you doing? What have you done?
I think in terms of like, I know COVID has like this whole separation process, but literally everywhere where I go, I try to bring in good energy, trying to, you know, create that environment where people are not afraid of being themselves. That way I can understand who I'm talking to. And I think just being outdoors, that's been my main thing. Just being outdoors, whether that's coffee shops, bookstores, the gym, like areas where like there's people and life.
Okay. So do you mind if I give you some feedback about that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you don't mind.
Go
okay.
Ahead.
So those are great things. Great things, Maria. So you're putting out good energy, and you're putting yourself out there. You're going out and, you know, not keeping yourself at home in a box, curled in the fetal position, fearful, right? So just like I had you get specific with your requests for characteristics, I want to encourage you to get really specific about how you're going to attract this person to you. So what you're talking about is foundational stuff, right? General, really great. Keep doing it. Love you for that. However, and you want to get really specific about calling this person into you. So what I'm going to suggest you do, and this is optional, of course, is, you know, we just had a show about manifesting just a couple shows back, and or maybe it was last week, I don't remember, but it was really good. And so what we'd like to do is teach people how to fish rather than just hand them some, you know, Mrs. Paul's fish sticks. So I want you to write down those characteristics that you talked about, and you can add more if you like. You can make it a whole page if you like. Whatever is your must-have list for this individual, and I want you to put it where you see it every day, okay, on your refrigerator. You can make more copies. You know, when I was learning to speak German and I wanted to go over and impress my girlfriend, I got this really old textbook out of the library, not realizing it was like this ancient German that nobody spoke anymore. So when I went over there, it was kind of embarrassing. I know. It was like I said, hey, Gnädige Frau, and that's like gracious lady. Like they said that in the 1800s. They're like, you know, like my lederhosen or chaps. That's about what I knew. Anyway, put the information up for this person in every room of your house or wherever you're living, So you see it every day. And then so it becomes real to you. And then I want you to take one special day, wherever you're feeling at your best in the next week or two, and I want you to take one of these scripts you've got with the characteristics you've written down, and I want you to go to the best place in your house where the best energy is, and I want you to focus on that. And I want you to focus on manifesting this person and stick with this in a meditative fashion for at least 10. If you can do 20 minutes, so much the better. And then I want you to just release that. So all you're doing is you're creating space on a spiritual plane for this person to connect to you on. It's like leaving a scent trail or a trail of breadcrumbs, right? And then I just want you to leave the information up where you've got it, but don't do that exercise again. Just do it once. So it's a signal flare to the universe that this is what you want. And then your job after that is just to be receptive. Can you do that? Does that make sense? Do you have any questions?
No, that was really good. I'm going to start that, right? Like, even today.
Awesome. That's what we like to hear is client compliance. All right, I'm going to hand you over to the amazing psychic to the stars, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, because I'm sure he has even more exciting things to share with you, because he's that kind of a guy. He always has to have a pause before he talks. It's so annoying, but that's him. It's just kind of ego. Go ahead, Michael.
Hello, Marie. Hello.
Hi.
This is Michael. Psychic to the stars. Hello.
Oh, my God. Please.
How's that?
Oh, I love it.
I bet you
so
do.
I'm going to agree with everything Lawrence said. And the other thing that a couple things. First is we need to feel this thing and envision it as well. So as you're reading the list of, you know, qualities that you're looking for in this person, you know, also, you know, try to write down, you know, the way he looks and, you know, physical characteristics, things he does, right? So you might notice it with people around you. You might notice the way some guy opens a door for a woman or pulls out her chair or puts his hand on the small of her back. Just things like that, right? Things that you see and you're like, oh, I really like that. That's sweet. Take note of that. And every day when you're reading these qualities, try to remember those instances where you have seen something take place, remember that. Put that out there and feel that, right? Feel how nice it feels, okay? And
okay.
The other thing is, what's really big too, is we need to make room for this person, right? So it's kind of like we got to get rid of the old stuff in the closet, right? I'm going to go buy, you know, 4 new outfits, but in order to make room for this, I got to get rid of 4 old outfits that I no longer wear, and we have to clean our closets out, right? So what are you willing to give up in order to make space for this new person in your life, right?
That's a good question.
Right. So that doesn't serve us anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's stuff we need to unload, right? So it might be a negative attitude or anticipating, even before they respond, anticipating a negative response from that person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it comes
yep.
or not, right? So we need to get rid of stuff like that that doesn't work anymore. And then last but not least, we have to meet that vibration, right? And so what are we willing to do different to meet this person, right? Because I think we're always elevating and we're moving up and we're meeting different people and we're trying to move out of our comfort zone, I think, for the most part. So what are we willing to do differently to get to this new space? We have to do something different.
Got it.
So that's important. And that's it. And just, I think too, it's important just to really enjoy your life. And it's not so much about always seeking and looking. And every time you meet somebody, you're looking into his eyes thinking, are you him? Are you him? No, it's more about, right? Finding the vibration, right, of things that you like, you know, hiking or maybe going to museums to look at art. There might be an art group you're with or, you know, an activity group, something that brings you joy, brings you happiness, you know, and just having fun and connecting with people and not always looking for the next guy you meet to see if he's going to be the one, but really exploring that space of who is this person? Do I like him? Is he nice? Is he friendly? And let it, the possibility be there. Let's just be friends first. I don't have to date everybody, right? Looking for a boyfriend. I can just have a friend first and enjoy activity with this person and allow the relationship to unfold. Yeah.
Yeah, that resonates a lot.
So, yeah. Because also, too, the thing I'm kind of getting for you is you don't resonate with apps, or do you?
I don't think. Hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't either. So, yeah. So, you know, put yourself out there. Do something fun. You know, and that, I think that's the first thing. And that's the thing that Spirit has showed me throughout all these years. It's just put yourself out there and have a good time. Do stuff that you like doing, enjoy doing. And along the way, you're meeting people. And just feel their energy, feel their vibration. Do I like this person? What do I like about them? You know?
Yeah.
And just have fun. And I think once we do that and let go of the constant looking for somebody, the partner, they just appear.
Wise words. Okay. I'm going to take that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And, yep, Happy New Year, and let us know how it goes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Happy 2022. Bye. All right. Thanks for calling us.
Happy 2022.
Thank you. You too. Stay safe.
You too.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to stay safe from you, Michael.
All the two. You too.
I will.
In 2022.
I will. Thank you. Boo-hoo. You ready for another caller, my good friend?
Oui.
Mais oui? All right, let's do this person. They've been holding on for so long, so nicely. This is area code 205. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. Where are you calling from, and what might be your name?
Hi, Michael and Lawrence. It's been a while since I spoke to you, but I still love you both. I love the show. You keep me laughing. So I was being entertained.
Good.
By your humor. You both are just
death,
beautiful.
Good.
No,
good,
you're
good.
Just beautiful. Thank you, and Happy New Year's. Yes, Patricia.
You.
I'm sorry. My name is Patricia.
Okay. Hey, Patricia.
And,
hi, Patricia.
Hi. I'm hoping you two can help me with dreams. I had these dreams maybe a month ago, and I'm just trying to understand what Spirit is trying to tell me. And I'm hoping, and well, I feel and sense that this is the new beginning. It's got to be. The dreams took place over a 3-night course. I birthed a baby. I made love to a man. I cared for an elderly patient because I'm in the health profession. I got married, all while seeing the numbers 1111, 1010, 1212.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Yeah, so what is Source trying to tell me?
Okay, I'm going to jump right in with this with you, unless Michael wants to go. So you had this dream, the same dream three nights in a row? Is that what I heard you say, or was it different?
It was different. Like the first night, I might have birthed this baby, and I, you know, I remember saying, "Oh my God, I'm having a baby! My youngest is 23." And then the next night, I made love to the man, and then the third and final night, I cared for my elderly patient and got married. And I've been seeing these numbers: 11, 11, 10, 10, 12, 12. I still see those numbers. I'm still seeing those numbers.
So you're seeing the numbers when you're awake is what you're saying also, is that right?
As well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so I'm going to ask you before I give my take on it because it's your dream, but what do you think it means? You seem to think it was pretty significant. You wouldn't have told us, and you also felt like you had some idea about what it was about. Is that the case or no?
Yes, I kind of feel like I've always kind of read that the birthing of babies is sort of like new beginnings, but also I've also heard that death don't really mean death; it means new beginnings. So I was thinking that the birthing is the birthing of myself, maybe the new me. And then I took pointers from the last caller because I haven't been in a relationship for about 4 years, and I'm very open. For a relationship now, so I am in the market, and I have done work on myself, a lot of work.
Good.
So I don't know about the making love part. Maybe, I don't know, it's time to make some love. I don't know, but, you know, so I'm not sure. That's kind of like what I've been coming up with, and I thought, well, this would be a perfect question for Lawrence and Michael. I'm very passionate about working with people and nursing them back to health, and I've done that for about 20 years, so you know I love my patients, I thought okay, that's my passion, that passion of nursing people back to health.
Good stuff. Well, so what, you know, what's interesting to me is the fact that you had these interrelated series of dreams over a three-night period, right? So the birth, the lovemaking, and then the elderly patient, right? And but it's interesting that
and then I got married finally.
And you got married, right. So if you think about the stages of life that we all go through, you kind of had a stage of life sequence of dreams, right? There's a birthing process, right? There's a marriage process. There's a growing old process, and there's a relationship process, right? And this is a classic coming of age progression in every culture. All of the cultures that humanity's ever been a part of has this progression, right? Sometimes it's called, you know, in matriarchal societies, it's the maiden, you know, the mother and the crone, or there's sometimes an extra one added in there for whatever reason. So what's interesting to me is the sequence. So you had the birth sequence. Okay, that was the beginning. And then you had this lovemaking, right? And then you had the caring and then the marriage part. And so, you know, the metaphors are rich, and you could take this in so many different directions. And I think that's the beauty of, you know, your dream ability, Patricia, is there are all sorts of layers. I mean, you could sit with this dream and work on it you could do a whole PhD dissertation on it, let's just say. So one take that I have that I think is relevant and may or may not be helpful for you, you know, I don't know, this is what I'm getting. when you think about birth, there's this whole gestation period behind it, right? So you're waiting and the baby's growing and the mother's changing and they're getting ready. And then, man, this amazing thing happens, right? Life comes into the world. And so it's like you're pregnant with ideas, and you said kind of yourself, you know, your dreams are always about you oftentimes. You know, you're pregnant with yourself. And so you've given birth to yourself. And you're right death often means rebirth, but death is a different process of rebirthing, obviously, than you know, what we think of as actual giving birth, when that shows up in a dream.
Right.
So with the giving birth that you witnessed, that you were part of, I guess the other thing I want to know is, what was your perspective? Were you looking at this, or was it you actually giving birth? Were you the baby coming out? Were you all of it? Or what did it feel like? How were you?
I was having the baby, and I was feeling like, oh, my God, I just want to get this over with. You know, I was just overwhelmed in the dream, and I remember waking up thinking, oh, God, thank you. That was just a dream. But I remember wanting to get it over with. It was so vivid, you know, the whole birthing experience and, you know, the whole look and the all of it. It was graphic. It was, I was having a baby.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Wow.
I was, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it was real. And are your dreams usually that vivid, or was this extra special vivid?
This is my dreams. Starting the beginning of this year has been very vivid, to the point where I started journaling my dreams.
Nice.
At one point, I was birthing babies, and not one baby, but twin babies. And I was thinking, what is going on here? You know, the spirit thinks I'm not getting it. You know, well, let me show you again. You're just not quite getting it, Patricia. So, at one point, I was having a lot of birthing dreams, and if I wasn't having a baby, I was dreaming. If I wasn't physically birthing the baby, then I would have the baby in my arms, but the baby would look as if it had just been birthed. It was still just, you know, that, and it's a beautiful thing to birth baby. But I just mean all of the details of, you know, the blood and all of that stuff that's involved. I will always have the baby looking like it had just been born and not cleaned up.
Fresh.
And they've started. My dreams are very vivid. And again, I just I'm journaling the dreams. So what happens is I try to wake up and I keep a pen or a pencil next to my bed with a notebook, and I try to write down as much as I can. And then fall back to sleep, because I've noticed if I don't do that, I only remember bits and pieces. If I don't wake up right then and just sort of jot down the most important part of the dream.
I'll say one more thing, and then I'll turn it over to Michael. How wonderful that you're being gifted with these images that have become so significant to you that you're altering even your sleeping patterns and recording them, because you're finding meaning here. So that's a huge gift in and of itself. You're taking the message, right? You're paying attention, and that's always going to have something good come out of it, no matter what it is, whether we can untangle all the mystery behind this dream or not. You know, paying attention to yourself is really powerful. If you're having the multiple birthing dreams, that's huge. And I think, one of the ways that I would think about that is there's something that spirit is wanting you to bring into the world, something that maybe is a gift that you've been hiding even from yourself for a long period of time, or you haven't felt ready to bring it out. And spirit is telling you, no, this is it. This is the time. Commit. Bring it out. You know, time's wasting. You've got this relationship that's going to be really passionate that this person wants to have with you. And, you know, you're always going to be surrounded by the love and the care of all the people you've loved and cared for. So you're covered on that end. And when you're ready to make a commitment, you can have that marriage commitment. I mean, there's some literal stuff in there, but I think there's also the metaphor of you having the courage to not just birth this baby, but to raise it and to present it to people in the sense that it's going to be something public. It's not just something you keep to yourself anymore. So I would consider what it is that you want to accomplish as your legacy, Patricia, while you're still here on the planet with us, doing all the lovely things that you do. And now, you know, you're at an age where this is going to be really important. What are you leaving behind? What's the pathway that you're forging that nobody else but you could do that will allow others to create their own pathways, right? Something along those lines. I really think if you sit with this in your conscious state and you just ask spirit, look, I'm paying attention. I'm having these dreams, you know, because dreams are about a call to action. That's why we have them. So what is the action that you need to take to fulfill the premise or the promise or the question that the dream's at, you know, presenting you with? So sit with that. And I'm sure, because you're so insightful, you'll have multiple things come up that will give you some really constructive things to get behind and be committed to that are going to bear, you know, amazing fruit that we don't even know what it's going to be like in 2022. That's my take. How about you, Michael?
Oh, wow. Beautiful. And I do have to comment, when Michael finished, it's something really ironic that's been happening too. So now that you put it in that prospect, I think I kind of understand the birthing, what I am probably birthing. But Michael, please, and when you finish, I'm going to, you know, speak a little bit. God, when you're having fun, time sure goes fast.
Right? I know.
Yes.
Dude, that's why it's called the fun house.
Oh, my God.
I keep
God.
Telling people that. Yes. They don't believe me, but here we are.
Oh, my God. Yes. So much, Lawrence.
Oh, thank you, Patricia, as always.
So, one of the things I was getting here for you, Patricia, is that something's coming to your life, and it is a birthing process, and it's kind of a bringing forth of something new to your life. So you're birthing this thing, it's coming forward, and it's being created by something you love, right? The metaphor for the making love. And also, what else did he say here? And also, you're caring for this old elderly person, right? So you're caring for this person that needs care, but you know, there sounds like they might be in an end stage, right? So I think what it's showing you is this: you're at this juncture where something is coming forward, and you're leaving behind something else. And the numbers to me are the representation of always saying, we're here, we're here, we're here. And to give you, you know, 10, 11, and 12, I mean, how much more direct can it be, right? Instead of just showing up in your room while you're awake and say, hey, guess what? You know, and so they want it to be fun. You know, they want the process to be fun. They want it to be inspirational. But again, here we go back to the theme of they want us to do some work, right? What does this mean?
Yes.
What does this mean? Yeah, dig. Do some work here. What does this mean to you? So I think, you know, if you just stay on this path of looking for things that you love, right, in your life, some hobbies or, I don't know, you know, some work that you're doing, write a book that just kind of popped into my head, writing.
Yeah.
You know, just stay on that, right? And I don't necessarily, it could be a relationship, but to me it feels something bigger than a relationship. It feels like it's about a life, a change in life. Something new in your life is coming. And it could be very well be a partner. But I kind of get it. It's bigger than that.
You know, you are absolutely right, Lawrence. You both are, because as I listen to you both, thank you so much for your gifts. You're such beautiful earth angels, you both are. As I listen to you, what is coming to me is, wait a minute, over the last maybe 6 months, I noticed that another thing that's been going on, it's been a lot going on this year, and Spirit is definitely making me aware, even if I don't really want to pay attention. They are making me aware of what's going on. my daughter lost custody of her children back in May 2020.
Right.
I had to come out of the nursing program to get the baby.
Yes.
I don't know. I think I may have spoke to you both about
it. You did.
It.
Oh, you did.
But
Yeah.
So long story short, those babies are back with her. Thank God she got those babies back in this past October. But I remember from time to time when one of the little ones would get sick, I would rub them down, you know, maybe with Hall or some mentholatum on the chest or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Maybe on the back.
Of course.
And I would feel this heat coming from my hands. Well, I paid attention to it, you know, not put a lot into it, but I can remember that he did eventually get well. Well, I'm thinking, well, yeah, you've been giving him medicine and you've been doing this and doing you know, mentholatum rub. So, yeah, okay, well, and so I go on about my business, but my uncle, he has just had his toes amputated back in September, and he had his heel work centimeter, about 5 centimeters out. They dug the heel out, and that was about a month ago. Well, I tell you, I've been working with him, and what I've been doing is, and it just came to me to do this. Every time I go and change that wound, I would take anointed oil and start from the knee and press that heel and the toe. I rub this down. I rub, you know, do the rubbing motion from the knee all the way down to as much as I could get close to where the toes are amputated and as much as I could get close to where the heel had been, you know, cleaned out about 5 centimeters because it actually built up necrosis and all that stuff. They had to go in and dig it out. And when he finally went back to the doctor, it was 2 weeks later, the nurses just knew they were going to have to go back in. Well, they sent the message home and said, hey, my sister called me and said, Patricia, the doctor said, whatever you are doing, continue to do that. Do you know that it's been like 2 weeks? They don't have to dig in the heel. They don't have to do any grafting to cover the, where the toes have been amputated. It's coming together very beautifully. They don't have to do any of that. And here we are a month later since they've dug 5 centimeters in that heel. It's barely a centimeter, and it's almost, it looks beautiful. And all the while I am doing this on his knee, like a healing session, I could feel my hands warm up. So I almost cried. I was, and I forgot to add that I prayed. So with the anointed oil that I'm rubbing him down with, I'm praying for the healing. I'm asking God, you know, promote healing. And it was so intense one day, I almost cried. And I told my uncle, I said, oh, my God, are you crying? He said, no. He said, I said, are you hurting? And he said, yeah. I said, okay, because if you're crying, I'm about to cry. But I don't know if, well, I feel like it's I've been thinking about taking Reiki courses.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so I thought, well, maybe I need to take some Reiki courses and I need to take this a little maybe I need to go farther than the family because maybe the introduction is of the gift is with the family. So you can realize that there is a gift here that you're working with these hands. They're healing hands. And so by talking to you two, I've kind of tapped into that to, you know, understand or it was given to me, hey, wait a minute now. Yeah, these dreams are very significant. And you know what they're about? They're about healing and God's work and what I need for you to do and what you've been holding back on, you know.
Yeah.
And so, my God, thank you. Oh, my God. Yes, this has got to be what's going on.
Yeah. Before I forget, Patricia, you know, I want to respond a little bit. To what you shared, it's so much we could talk forever about it. Of course, we're close to the end of the show. Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. No worries. No stress. We're fine. We're in control of things. We can ask our program director to give us some extra time. So we did that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Well, you're worth it. I remember everything you mentioned. I remember you talked about your uncle and your daughter, and I'm so glad that she's got her kids back. That another gift, you know, from Spirit to hear that from you, because, of course, we're concerned about that situation, and we want the best for your family and especially your grandchildren and mom. That's huge. And for you.
Thank you.
Before I forget, you know, I have a client I'm working with who's got some physical issues, and they're really getting benefit from the salve, and I'm not, you know, trying to make any money off this or anything. It's just a really wonderful salve, and it's a company from people that I know and trust that make it, and it's relatively inexpensive as salves go, but I think you might want to take a look at it and see if you want to add it to your healing ointment and oils and lotion reservoir resources, and it's made from an herb called Solomon's seal, like King Solomon in the Bible, Solomon's seal.
Yes.
And it's really powerful. Yeah. And the company is called Cortesia, Cortesia.
Okay.
They have a thanks.
Can you spell it again for me, please?
Yeah, sure. Sure. The herb is called Solomon's seal. So it's Solomons. Solomon's.
Okay.
It's apostrophe S, because it's the, and seal, S-E-A-L, because the root looks like the seals they used to make on wax, you know, with a ring. And that's the herb. And then the company that sells the salve is called Cortesia, C-O-R-T-E-S-I-A, Cortesia Sanctuary, I believe. And they're in Eugene, and it's run by the McDowells. They're people I know in the herbal community here in the Northwest, and they make a salve from this herb with some other ingredients in it, and it's really helpful for any kind of tissue issue, whether it's soft tissue or even bone and ligaments, and it's also disinfecting, it's healing, and if you're working with your hands, it's also kind on your hands because of the oils that they use in there. So it's just something to consider adding to your repertoire. I think it sells for less than $20 for an ounce. It'll last for, you know, a while with a patient, so it's not too overpriced, and you can buy more if you like, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I wanted to get that out there before I forgot. Yeah, it's a really amazing point. Yeah. I think, you know, when beautiful people do beautiful things, Patricia, beautiful things happen. And, you know, I think that's your guiding principle in light anyway. And so, you know, you came to us with this really wonderful dream, and, you know, all the things that you're doing on behalf of others. You know, the only thing I would add is I think this is your time to really put all that love that you've given out over the years back in yourself.
Yes.
And so what I would like to dedicate 2022 as is for you to be the year of receptivity of love.
Mm.
Receptivity of, you know, if you need it, financial help, receptivity of your dreams manifesting into reality, the ones that you're ready to receive and act on, you know, and be in balance, right? Because the universe is always about energy flow and balance. And now's your opportunity as you're coming into your legacy years to really posit, you know, in your mind, what do I want to leave behind? What's my message going to be? And build that, you know. Devote some of your energy into building that legacy, whatever that is. Your legacy is in your children, your grandchildren, your daughter, obviously. But it also can be greater because you know, I think Spirit is calling you to really, like we were talking about with the other caller, to work at the edge of your abilities and to take some risks. And maybe those are emotional risks. Maybe it'll be involved with a new person, or maybe it'll be something more concrete and physical, like, you know, doing a project or something, or reaching out to people that you've wanted to collaborate with that you haven't been able to because of the pandemic. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But keep that candle of receptivity burning. And I think, you know, when you start waking up in the morning, you're going to have a whole new set of pathways to go on that's going to be really powerful. And I know Mike and I are going to want to hear about it from you. So that's
sure. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
so I'm going to turn over to Michael.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you again.
Oh, you
Michael,
good.
Take
yeah.
me on
Michael.
Out of here, please.
Well, I before you were talking about the healing part, one of the things I had heard is to encourage you to take a healing course, some type of energy work. So you feel drawn to take that. So, and I think you just confirmed it. Yep. So follow your heart.
Yes.
Just keep doing what you're doing and you're being led. 10, 11,
thank
and 12.
You.
Right?
Yes.
Showing you the path.
Yes. Well, I love
all right,
you
Patricia.
Both. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank
Michael,
you. We
I love you.
Come back and
happy
let us know what happened.
Year's. I surely
oh,
will, definitely. It's not going to be so long. I'm going to try not to let it be so long.
Good.
But I guess timing is everything. So maybe, you know, I mean, this is on time for me. It's on time. It's just not, it hasn't been so long. The timing is just perfect to call in. So, again, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Patricia. Be blessed.
Be blessed. Thank
you. Yeah. Thanks, Patricia. Call us again.
Thank you.
Check in again.
I sure will. Take care.
All right, love you
bye
too. Bye. Have a great 2022. All right. Bye-bye now. All right. Well, you know,
It's
great when people call us back. You know, it's like old friends checking in
yeah.
and letting us know. And, you know, and they need to be in contact sooner so we don't feel like we have to catch up with all that they're doing. There's so much going on and you don't want to say goodbye, but we have to because we're now we're now at the end and that's okay. So my lovely co-host, Mr. Michael Espinoza, who's been my rock and my reason for continuing on with this show. He's been an amazing friend and an amazing co-host and an inspiration to me to live my life more fully and just more closely to my ideals and who I am. And I know that we're going to have so many exciting things happen in 2022 for the show. We've got guests we're already lining up that I know our listeners are really going to get so much benefit out of. And we're also going to try to take our show on the road at some point. We talked about that and doing some public things. So I'm going to try to work on making that happen. But so stay tuned. We'll see what happens with this crazy pandemic. But we'd love to do some public stuff with people and just really get to know people in a whole new light. So, Michael, you know, I'm looking for the outro music, but it's being blocked on my board. Are you on where you could actually?
Is it?
Yeah, I can't get to it. I know. It's like
what
it disappeared. Do you see it?
Intro. Oh, here.
All I see is the intro. Okay. Thank you.
There it is.
Yeah,
and,
much better.
I want to thank my lovely co-host, Mr. Laurence Birch, for being with me on this wonderful journey. Thank you. It's been enlightening and... you have been a great friend, and this has been a terrific ride. You know, talk about biting off more than you can chew. That's how I kind of felt when we first started this, but I was excited about it. And I think we're really coming into our own and meeting new friends here, and I really appreciate you. And I appreciate all of our listeners for supporting us and liking our station and coming back and listening. It truly is. It gives me a lot. And this really is a labor of love is how I kind of see it. And I thank all of you. And to you, Mr. Laurence Birch, it's been an incredible journey. And thank you for being on the ride with me.
Well, you know, the Psychic Funhouse is open to everybody, and we've got plenty of room on the ride for whoever wants to show up and enjoy it with us. So everybody who's listening, much gratitude. And, of course, my lovely co-hosts, the same. And especially to the spirits that power all this. Without them, you know, they're the batteries and engines. We wouldn't be able to do any of this. So we're in eternal gratitude for their benevolence, their compassion, and their willingness to have her back. So we'll see you again on the other side of this year. Goodbye 2021. Hello 2022. Let's make it the best 2022 we can, and keep the Psychic Funhouse alongside you as you enjoy the ride, because we want to experience it with you. So keep in touch, people, and blessings to everyone.
Yes.
We'll see you again next week.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.